The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 24 new COVID-19 cases and one death in its latest update posted November 2. An Innisfil resident has died after contracting COVID-19. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows: Barrie, 15, 4 youth under 18 years old, 4 people between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, 3 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 2 people between 65 and 79 years old. 3 cases are outbreak-related, 5 cases are linked to close contact transmission, 3 cases are listed as community-acquired, and 4 cases are still under investigation. Springwater, 2, 1 youth under 18 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Innisfil, 2, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 1 case is linked to travel, and 1 is outbreak-related. Orillia, 1, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is listed as community-acquired, no known link. Midland, 1, 1 person over 79 years old whose case is outbreak-related. This case is from December 2020, but was not previously reported. Issa, 2, 1 youth under 18 years old and 1 person between 18 and 34 years old. Both cases are linked to close contact transmission. Muskoka District, 1, 1 person from Lake of Bays. There is an active COVID-19 outbreak at Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre, RVH, in Barrie in the Transitional Care Unit. The hospital reported as of this morning there are 10 patient cases and 1 staff case related to the outbreak, and 2 people have died. There is also 1 new outbreak at a Barrie school, declared yesterday after 4 COVID cases were confirmed at St. Catherine of Siena Elementary School. Other active school outbreaks in Simcoe County include Portage View Elementary School, Barrie, declared October 22, 2 cases. Assakeenic Public School, Barrie, declared October 22, 16 cases. Holy Cross Public School, Innisfil, declared October 15, 26 cases. There are active outbreaks still ongoing at Central North Correctional Center in Penetanguishene, 16 local cases, and at Mill Creek Care Center in Barrie, fewer than 5 staff cases and fewer than 5 resident cases. Included in the new cases reported today are 12 unvaccinated, 3 partially vaccinated, and 8 fully vaccinated people. There are currently 185 active cases in the region. 17 people from Simcoe County are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 14,082 cases of COVID-19 with 13,630 of those cases recovered and 267 cases ending in death. According to the health unit, the deaths include fewer than 5 people who were fully vaccinated, and 7 people who were partially vaccinated. Now, 73% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka, including children, have received both doses of vaccine and 76% have had at least 1 dose of a vaccine. The health unit reported the rate of infection in unvaccinated individuals who are eligible for a vaccine is 10 times higher than it is for someone who is fully vaccinated. The rate of hospitalization is 19 times higher for unvaccinated people compared to vaccinated. Those observations are based on data collected between August 29 and October 23. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on November 2. The health unit has updated its vaccine information since October 29 by changing the way vaccines are assigned to municipalities. You can read more here. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine Adj Tosarantio 225,223 the 2nd of October 17 1,898 73.9% Barrie 4,664 4, 462, 124, 5 November 1, 3,483.4%, Bradford W. G. 2,265-2,212.39 October 31, 5,189.83.1%, Clearview 152.145 5 October 24 1,011.82.1%, Collingwood 287,278.3 the 2nd of October 31 1,163.87.8%, ESA 568.555.5 3 November 1, 2356.72.3%, Innisfil 1391-1354-21-3 November 1, 3374-81.6%, Midland 219213 the 6th of September 26 1191-85.8%, New Tecumseth 1665-1641-18 the 1st of October 29 3933.77.8%, Aurelia 384.361.9 November 1 1136.87.9%, Oro Medant 258.251.6.1 October 19 1106.82.5%, Penetanguishene 231.206.8 October 31 2397.89.6%, Remara 131.128 1 October 28 1253.85.2%, Severn 93.883.3 1 October 28 6283.6%, Springwater 334.322.2 November 1 1558.89.5%, Tay 132129 the 3rd of September 24 1177.85.6%, Tiny 152149 the 2nd of October 27 1133.80.4%, Wasaga Beach 317309.5 the 1st of October 31 329.84.5%, tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date. Asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.